Norma Strecker's birthday comes just 3 days before Veterans Day, and this year she's turning 92. 7 decades ago, she was serving in the U.S. Army, drawing maps of France to be used by Allied troops in the coming invasion. She spent months in London under nightly bombing by the Germans.
We would put an overcoat on and go down one block to the Mayflower Hotel, down in their basement, and we'd come up and see blocks burning. But as long as ours was there, well, we went back.
Later, in the war's waning days, she tagged along with another female soldier taking a driving tour. They passed through the recently liberated Buchenwald concentration camp.
We went in and all the chicken wire cages with straw on the ground, and then ovens all across the back wall. Seeing that, I thought I was going to be sick, and I said, I got to get out of here, because I thought there's nobody in the world that knows I'm here. Nobody.
It's those victims, Strecker says, she thinks about when Veterans Day rolls around. And she thinks of the young veterans still coming home with wounds. She hopes the public will remember them, too.
Well, I think they should go to the hospitals and see these fellows that are hurt. Do things for them.
For the female veterans, at least, support can still be found at the Service Girls Post 204, founded in 1946. This weekend, the Post will honor another of its World War II vets, Doris Gross, the first woman commander of Washington's American Legion. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.